From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
One game under 500 after losing to the USC Trojans this weekend. And we'll go ahead and bring on our first guest of the show, and that is the Arizona Daily Star football beat writer, Michael Lev. What's going on, Michael? Happy Monday.
How was basketball media day, Justin?
It was a whirlwind. A lot of stuff, interesting headlines about this year's team, and most importantly, Sean Miller doing his I've made my statement. You know, people asked him about the federal investigation, and he pretty much said, why don't you guys go back to what I said last year and reference that? That's what my final statement is. But, you know, basketball media day, it's always fun. Wish we had one last year, but we all know what happened last year, the reason why they didn't have one. So,
funny how the timing of all those things just seems to coincide with the start of basketball practice. Isn't that weird?
It is. It is weird.
What a bizarre coincidence.
And I was telling Stacy in our last segment that Raleigh Alkins, on that same day when the news broke, Raleigh Alkins broke his foot, and that was put on B2 of the Arizona Daily Star. When, if this was any other day, just some random day out of the year, like, that would have been plastered front page. But, hey, let's put it on B2, away from everything else.
So can I write a story then for tomorrow that would bump basketball to B2? I'm trying over here. I'm writing about Khalil Tate. I know everyone is, you know, interested in that particular topic.
Well, yeah, you know, and his ankle looked a little shaky this weekend, and then of course, you know, talked about his body language after the game in the post game press conference. But Michael, what do you take away from this whole Khalil Tate situation with Arizona this season?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was super interesting today when we asked Kevin Sumlin about, you know, whether he thought about making a quarterback change, that acknowledged that he has at least thought about it, you know. But he also explained why that is such a complicated decision.
Yeah.
There are just a lot of factors that go into it, the health of the player, what gives them the best chance to win. You know, the optics of it would be, I don't know, not the best. I mean, considering where we were 11 months ago when people were talking about Khalil Tate as a potential Heisman candidate, I mean, even 2 months ago when that same discussion was going on, I mean, what a twist to the story, no pun intended, you know, regarding his twisted ankle. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the right thing to do is. I mean, when you watch him, which we obviously did very closely this last game, there are just certain plays that he can't make, that he made last year. And those are the plays that made him special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I don't know if it's in his head or not. That was the one question that Coach Sumlin couldn't answer today. But it seems like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wonder, you know, like, is it in the best long-term interest of the player and the team for him to keep playing on this thing? Or, you know, would it make more sense to sit him out for 1 week, especially when you have a Friday game the following week, which, you know, of course, means a short week to prepare and rest and recuperate.
And what did you take away from Arizona's defense this weekend? Because, you know, Jarius Wallace, you know, moving over to a different spot, it seemed like that would have been the right mix of safeties, and I still think it is. I still think they need some time to get used to each other, and especially, you know, when you bring in Jace Whitaker back into the mix. I think Jace Whitaker, Lorenzo Burns, Demetrius Flanagan Fowles, Scotty Young Jr., and Jarius Wallace, I mean, that's a pretty solid defensive secondary, in my opinion. But what did you take away from the secondary and specifically Jarius Wallace this weekend?
I want to say that the defense's performance was a tale of two halves, but it was really like a tale of two-plus quarters and then like one-plus quarter because, you know, when Akacedric Ware broke off that 69-yard touchdown run, it just felt like one of those games where, man, USC is going to rush for 350 yards here.
Mm.
You know, this is just going to be a blowout. But from that point forward, the defense really did a much better job. I don't pin much, if any, blame on the secondary when it comes to run defense. You know, I know that people think that Jarius is maybe a little bit undersized to play that bandit position, and they did do some different things in the game. They put Tristan Cooper in there at times, and he's a little bit bigger. They used Scotty Young more in the box, which I think is a really good idea. And the whole P.J. Johnson experiment on balance, yeah, I think, was a good one. That gave them, you know, 300 pounders on the defensive line. They played a lot more of the four down look too. And you know, sometimes you're just going to go up against a team that's physically superior, and that's going to be the case with USC just about every time you play them. So you kind of expect that there's going to be some damage done on the ground. But I liked what I saw late in the game, and if they can build on that, replicate that going forward, I think it's a positive. They're a defense that has to get takeaways. We learned this last year, and they started to show that they could do that this year. Like I said, they just need to build on that and continue to try to implement that formula going forward.
Was that probably the most sloppiest college football game that you've seen this past Saturday?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of sloppy college football games, definitely like in the top five,
yeah,
for sure. I mean, the penalties were just outrageous. And there were others when I rewatched the game that they easily could have called that they didn't. I thought there should have been targeting on Elijah Griffin for that hit on Sean Poindexter on the near sideline. There were a couple holding calls that weren't made. There was a hands to the face that was missed. And I understand what Coach Sumlin and others were saying about how hard to get a rhythm going when there's so many stoppages and replay reviews and commercials and all of those things. Definitely was not a smooth operation at Arizona State. Hopefully, at Arizona Stadium this past Saturday. Hopefully this upcoming game against Cal will be more like last year's game against Cal, which was super entertaining. Went all the way down to the end. That was that 45-44 game that was clinched by Colin Schooler's breakup in the back of the end zone in what, double overtime?
Yeah.
I think it was double overtime, yeah.
You know, you bring up Colin Schooler, and Kevin Sumlin, the way he described him today, he said that he's as good as anybody in this league in terms of what he brings to Arizona. And, I mean, I'm going back and thinking about Arizona's season so far, and he seems to be the one of very few, or just pretty much the only bright spot for Arizona this season. What do you think about Colin Schooler and his performance so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's taking it a little too far to say he's the only bright spot, but he's the only guy who's, like, shown up every single week. Like, you know,
most consistent,
exactly,
yeah,
what you're going to get. Yeah, most consistent, that's it. You know exactly what you're going to get every single week from Colin Schooler, and that is, like, double-digit tackles. He's going to make a bunch of plays that are either tackles for losses or go for no gain. He's going to be that quarterback of the defense that you need. He's not made as many, like, impact plays as Scooby Wright did in that magical sophomore season of his, but he's definitely trending toward a spot on the All-Pac-12 team, right? I mean, I don't know who all of the other candidates are at linebacker, but it would be hard for me to believe if he keeps this current pace going, that he wouldn't be a first teamer. I feel like, and I never thought I would say this with about a team that has Khalil Tate on it, but he might be their most irreplaceable player.
Wow.
Right now.
Wow.
Right? I mean,
wow. Yeah.
It would be hard if he got hurt to plug anyone in there and get the same type of production and leadership that they're getting. Mm.
I think the biggest storyline or headline out of Kevin Sumlin's press conference today was he referred to you as Mike. There's a lot of times where he was like, Mike, you know, Mike. And I think he said your name probably about four or five times. And I thought I was the only one that was hearing that. And then as soon as he walked out, everybody was like, man, I'm jealous. Michael's got it in with Kevin Sumlin.
I feel like there was a breakthrough today between me and Kev. Can I call him Kev?
You call him Kev.
Is that like a, he's calling me Mike. Can I call him Kev? Yeah, no, that was pretty cool. I mean, you know, we've chatted many times now, Coach Sumlin and I, so he's kind of getting used to my face and my voice and my line of questioning and stuff. So, yeah, that was nice. You know, it takes time to kind of build that sort of rapport with a head coach. But once you reach that level, sometimes that can, you know, that can lead to some productive Q&A.
Yeah.
He might be a little bit more inclined to really listen to what you're saying and give a thoughtful response. So, yeah. Oh, nice.
And not only did he call you Mike, but he actually stopped another reporter's question just so he could hear your follow-up question. I'm like, man, Kevin Sumlin sipping the Michael Lev Kool-Aid.
We were on the same wavelength. He knew that like a Khalil Tate follow-up question was coming, you know, so he kind of gave me the opening there. Yeah.
Again, that is Michael Lev from the Arizona Daily Star. You can follow him on Twitter at Michael J. Lev. As always, you can get all the content on the Arizona Wildcats on the Wildcaster app, available on the App Store and Google Play. Michael, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Monday.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Take care.